Ted Rossman, Senior Industry Analyst at Bankrate, is with us on the WBEN Lifeline this morning. We're talking about discretionary spending or non-essential expenses. And generally speaking, Ted, are people cutting back right now with this economic climate?
They say they are. 54% say that they're planning to spend less this year on travel, dining, or live entertainment compared with last year. That's actually 5 percentage points more than the group that said they were cutting back from 23 to 24. The reason that I take this with a healthy grain of salt is that people are actually still spending. The Census Bureau told us that April bar and restaurant sales were up 8% year over year. The TSA is on track to screen a record number of air passengers this year. There's an interesting disconnect right now between what people are saying and what they're doing. Their feelings about the economy are very negative, but when push comes to shove, they're still spending.
Still spending, but maybe not planning? I mean, is that what we're seeing? If we're talking about things like travel, I mean, even some, you know, tickets for whether it's a game or a concert, you're talking about ways in advance. Are people maybe saying like, you know, let me wait and see until we get closer if this is feasible?
The mood is very negative. People are worried about tariffs. They're worried about inflation, high interest rates, recession worries. Much of that has been true the last few years. Tariffs are the new wrinkle, and that's actually taken consumer sentiment down another leg. But really, consumer sentiment has never recovered from the pandemic. It really has a lot to do with inflation. People feel that even if they're working and even if their wages are up, their costs are up as much or more, and that's been a major source of frustration. We've seen, though, people prioritizing experiences. Some of it is moving on from the pandemic and the whole you only live once kind of thing. And people may be frustrated about the state of the economy, but they're still spending. They're still going on the trip and going to the music festival and going out to eat. And consumer spending has been remarkably resilient. People say the economy's not great, but the actual hard data has been much better than sentiment.
You know, I just wonder if it kind of depends on the person, you know, and where they prioritize some of these things. They may be discretionary to you or me, but not to them, right?
Young people in particular are prioritizing experiences, people in their 20s and 30s. And there's nothing wrong with it as long as you've set money aside ahead of time. It is a bit worrisome that 4 in 10 Gen Zers and millennials say that they're taking on debt this year for these kind of discretionary expenses. That compares with only about 1 in 4 Gen Xers and boomers. The average credit card rate is about 20%. So that's not great if you're financing a trip or some other discretionary expense. And who knows, you could still be paying for it a year from now or worse. So that's where it does make sense to set money aside ahead of time and be flexible. That's a big key with travel planning. If you can be flexible to travel at off-peak times or maybe drive instead of fly or cash in some rewards points, these are some of the ways you can save. Travel prices have actually come down a little bit over the past year, which has been welcome. We can't say that about very many categories. But still, people are facing a lot of cost pressures, and the debt part is potentially worrisome.
One of the areas people cutting back amongst all age groups, it looks like dining out. And, you know, that almost seems like the simplest thing to go back on. No one wants to, you know, plan a vacation or think they're going to go somewhere and then decide to scrap the whole thing. But not going out, you know, once or twice a week or cutting back to every other week or something like that seems like one of those switches a lot of people say, hey, I can do this.
That's normally what we see when people are worried about the economy. Usually dining out is one of the first expenses to get cut. But much as people are saying that, they're not actually doing that right now. We're seeing record sales. Each of the past 2 months, bar and restaurant sales were up about 8% year over year, according to the Census Bureau. And that's just a real contradiction in the economy. People say things are not great, but yet they're outspending robustly in categories like dining out. It really is defying expectations. And it's actually one of the reasons why we have not had a recession yet, because despite a lot of the worries the past few years, people have been spending quite robustly. And bar and restaurant sales are really emblematic of that. And also people prioritizing the experience. Much of the past few years, people have cut back a bit on physical goods, but they don't seem as willing to compromise on the experience. Even if they say it, They're actually out still spending in these areas.
Of the different generations that you track, who cuts back the most, do you think?
Older people are the most likely to be cutting back on these kind of discretionary experiences. Older people and those with lower incomes, which is kind of contradictory as well, because generally speaking, it's younger people who have lower incomes. Now, some of this is that we're talking about big picture stats, and when you paint with a broad brush, you know, sometimes that conceals some of the household level. There are surely some households that are cutting back and that are struggling, sadly, but the overall statistics are much more robust than we would have expected. And, you know, there is something that's fundamentally changed among Gen Zers and millennials. They do seem willing to splurge on the experience, even if it means dipping into savings or taking on credit card debt.
Or financing that purchase, right? We've seen so often a lot of these buy now, pay later things, even for things like concert tickets.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah, we saw that actually most Coachella tickets were financed with buy now, pay later. And sometimes that's a viable way to spread out your cash flow, but other times it's a ticket to overspending. I feel like that makes more sense if you can pay, let's say, $50 a month for a couch or a TV and a refrigerator, and you get a good deal, hopefully. Perhaps more worrisome if you're using it for dining out or travel or concert tickets or something that's going to be long gone by the time you end up paying for it. But, you know, hey, to each their own. I suppose some say they hold on to the memories and they want to be able to finance these things over time. I think objectively it would probably be better if you could save up the money and then pay cash or cash-like for it. I mean, I'm a huge fan of using a credit card, paying it off right away, getting the rewards. To me, that would be more desirable than taking on debt for it. But like I said, I don't want to tell people they can't have any fun. It's an interesting trend we're seeing.
Well, Ted, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.
Ted Rossman, Senior Industry Analyst at Bankrate.